This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Next, we'll consider a dilemma faced by many middle school students. Imagine you're standing on a playground and a bully comes up and smacks you. What do you do? If you answered, "Hit him back," you haven't been getting enough bullying education. A growing number of schools are adopting research-based programs to cut down on intimidation. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that there is some evidence these programs are working.
The cafeteria at Urbana Middle School outside Frederick, Maryland, is a happy, sunny place, redolent of corn chips and the daily special, pizza. A group of sixth grade boys looks up from their food.
Do you guys all feel like at some point in your lives somebody bullied you?
Yes. Yes!
Stupid question. Of course they have. They're middle schoolers. 'Twas ever thus, right?
Most parents, when they talk about middle school, they often commiserate with me and say, "Oh, gosh, you work at a middle school."
Frank Vetter is the principal here.
Many people sort of remember back how challenging that time was. So anything we can do to help kids, parents are going to be supportive of.
This is the circle of bullying.
The intervention at this school is the OVEAS Bullying Prevention Program developed out of Clemson University. Teacher Leslie Puri holds a classroom meeting to go over the basic principles with students.
A person is bullied when
the OVEAS program tries to turn anti-bullying efforts into part of the school culture rather than just the topic of an occasional assembly. The concepts are simple: don't bully, help those who are being bullied, and tell an adult what's going on. Leslie Puri tries to reinforce the idea that the bully doesn't act alone. The community can take away the bully's power by refusing to cheer him on, by telling an adult, or perhaps the ultimate step, stepping in to help the victim.
Sometimes they're not mature enough to make that step yet, but we're just as happy that they come let us know and we can intervene.
Watching this class, any former middle schooler might recoil and think it's wrong to rat on friends. And student Jay Kulkarni voiced what every boy listening to this lesson had to be thinking.
So, if someone comes up to you and, punches you or does something physically violent, how do you defend yourself? Do you just stand there and watch?
Don't let it get to that point, kids are told. Don't resort to violence because it's wrong. And as Leslie Puri explains, it will land you in even bigger trouble.
Frederick County Public School System has a zero tolerance for any kind of physical violence.
Staying out of fights isn't just a good idea, it's the law. And Principal Frank Vetter says he's out to stop bullying in part because he has to.
Well, the state of Maryland requires that we report all bullying incidents, all incidents of harassment. They require certain interventions that we do.
The kids seem to be absorbing this idea, but researcher Catherine Bradshaw of Johns Hopkins University, who's worked with this school system, says getting through to parents isn't always as easy.
We've done research on this issue, and quite often parents will tell their kids, "No, don't get into fights, don't do that. But if somebody hits you, you better hit back." But sometimes that's where the rub is between what their kind of messages they might be hearing at home and kind of what is the reality within a school setting.
Bradshaw says these programs can be successful if they are consistent. That means a school has to keep at it since new kids enter the school throughout the year. Sixth grader Jay Kulkarni has certainly learned to talk the talk.
And I think these discussions are very productive because in this way we're not influenced to be the bully. And I think the bully is very insecure, when he bullies, because maybe he or she, has a bad life at home and he gets abused by parents.
Yeah. Jay sounds like he may have a future as a social worker, or he may just have a better chance of avoiding the intimidation that is standard fare for many kids. Though this stuff is hard to measure, a recent study suggests it may be working. On a national survey funded by the Department of Justice, students reported fewer incidents of bullying. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.